Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, moving forward in St. Luke's Gospel account, skipping over verses we heard back in Lent, in today's Gospel reading, we hear essentially three-fourths of the events and teaching in connection with Jesus' attending a Sabbath Seder, which is the most of the account's 14th chapter. These events and teaching are largely unique to St. Luke, who is said to tell more about Jesus' Sabbath controversies than any other evangelist. As St. Luke tells it by divine inspiration, Jesus continues his time in Perea, in this case, dining at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, of whom Jesus, in the reading, is largely critical. And in the reading's three scenes, we can see ourselves, three different aspects of our spiritual lives. So we consider each of those three scenes and the corresponding aspect of our spiritual lives in turn under the theme, Three Scenes at a Sabbath Seder. The first scene at the Sabbath Seder is Jesus' healing a man with dropsy. And in it, we can see Jesus' mercy on us as sinners. Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, and the Pharisees themselves were constantly watching him carefully, watching to see whether he observed the tradition of the elders, in this case, particularly the traditions related to the Sabbath, a day of rest intended to be made holy by the right use of God's healing and recreating means of grace. And suddenly at this semi-public event, behold, there was a man before Jesus who had dropsy, what today we might call edema, a disfiguring accumulation of fluid, symptomatic of illness somewhere in the body. Having healed on the Sabbath and having had run-ins with the Pharisees before, Jesus asked the experts in the law and the Pharisees present whether it was lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not. God's law did not prohibit it, but their traditions did. Although Jesus suggested that they themselves immediately would pull out of a well a son or an ox that had fallen into it on a Sabbath day. So answering his own question with his actions, Jesus took the man with dropsy, healed him, and released him. Whatever our symptoms, we are all sinful by nature, and so by nature dead in trespasses and sins. Our sins may be those of sexual immorality, as was thought to be the case with dropsy, or our sins may be of another sort. Regardless, we are not worthy to come and to partake of the Lord's meal of rest apart from faith in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus takes us in our sin, heals us, and releases us. Jesus' healing is not a medical treatment that will fail in this lifetime, but Jesus' healing is healing for eternity, the forgiveness of sins, freely given by grace for Jesus' sake, through faith, to those who, by the Holy Spirit's power, humbly repent. And so in this first scene of Jesus' healing a man with dropsy, we see Jesus' mercy on us as sinners. The second of the three scenes at a Sabbath Seder is Jesus' parable teaching humility. And in it, we can see Jesus exalting us who are humble before him. Recalling the wisdom of both today's Old Testament reading and today's psalm, Jesus told a parable to those who were invited to this feast, who kept on choosing for themselves places of honor. Jesus cared for the scribes and Pharisees, and he spoke, as it were, to each of them individually. Jesus told them that their exalting themselves could result in their hosts humbling them to their shame, while their humbling themselves could result in their hosts exalting them to their glory. The same is true of us in our spiritual lives. Jesus cares for each of us, and he calls us to repentance and faith. Humbling ourselves in repentance, we recognize not only our own unworthiness, but also our worthlessness, that we shamefully deserve not honor, but rejection. And so, by grace through faith, God exalts us for Jesus' sake. Our glory is in his cross, in our comfort, in his mercy. When we humbly seek God's mercy, then we leave his presence justified, exalted by his forgiveness of sins. Not because we sought God's mercy as if a cause for an effect, but for Jesus' sake. Jesus is more than just an example of true humility. Yes, Jesus' humility brought about our justification, our forgiveness. Although not outwardly humble in the manner of his day, Jesus' true humility was his not always or fully using his divine powers as God in human flesh. Although at times he used them, as he did in healing the man who had dropsy. Jesus was Lord of the Sabbath and healed as God's Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus' true humility was his being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, in order to save us. And therefore God exalted him. As we heard in today's epistle reading, Jesus suffered in order to sanctify us through his blood. Using two different words, today's gospel reading 9 times makes reference to inviting or calling. And the whole of the gospel reading is, as I mentioned earlier, set in the context of a Sabbath Seder meal. In fact, the reading makes reference to meals 5 times with 5 different words. God calls you and calls me by the gospel in all of its forms to this Sunday sacramental meal. God first brings us through the waters of holy baptism, where he clothes us with the robe of Christ's righteousness, fitting us for the feast. Then we who privately confess our sins, God sets free with individual absolution. And finally, God brings us here to this rail of this altar. And there he gives us Jesus' body in bread to eat, and Jesus' blood in wine to drink, for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for salvation. Not sitting, as was the custom in Jesus' day, as mentioned several times in the gospel reading, but kneeling or standing, we humbly seek the exaltation of his forgiveness of sins. And so in the second scene of Jesus' parable teaching humility, we see Jesus' exalting us who are humble before him. The third of the 3 scenes at a Sabbath Seder is Jesus' teaching regarding unselfish hospitality. And in it, we can see Jesus' reaching out through us. Jesus tells his host at the Sabbath Seder not so much to invite his friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, but more so to invite neighbors of a different kind, the poor, crippled, lame, and blind. Not exclusively the kind of people who could invite him back and so repay him, but those who could not, the very kind of people whose interactions with Jesus demonstrated that he was the Messiah. We are to do the same. And as Jesus works through us, we do invite all of those in need of his eternal healing here, where ultimately he himself blesses them and us, rewarding our good works, if not now, certainly at the resurrection of the just and the unjust, in what the epistle reading called the city that is to come, the new Jerusalem. So we have considered three scenes at a Sabbath Seder. First, seen in Jesus' healing a man with dropsy, his mercy on us as sinners. Second, seen in Jesus' parable teaching humility, his exalting us who are humble before him. And third, seen in Jesus' teaching regarding unselfish hospitality, his reaching out through us. Thanks be to God that he has mercy on us for Jesus' sake, exalts us who are humble before him, and uses us to reach others lost in sin. To paraphrase today's psalm, O pilgrims, so hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.